This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Arkansas's U.S. senators are poised this week to vote for confirmation of Patrick Shanahan as Deputy Defense Secretary. His confirmation had met some resistance in the Armed Services Committee, on which Tom Cotton holds a seat, for a lack of specifics on a nuclear arms pact with Russia. Senator Cotton and others want the U.S. to ready for withdrawal from a Reagan-era agreement, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or the INF Treaty. The senator spoke yesterday at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, saying Russia is violating the 1987 agreement.
I would encourage the administration to take every action it can as well to put more pressure on Russia to bring it back into compliance. Right now, we have many European partners who want to play like ostriches, stick their head in the sands, pretend that Russia doesn't have this system because they don't want to face the consequences of making that announcement.
While Senator Cotton called on the Trump administration to compel Russia to comply or exit the nuclear arms treaty, he also praised the White House. Senator Cotton dismissed talk of electoral collusion and said the president has been much tougher on Russia than former President Barack Obama. Senator Cotton said a U.S. exit from the treaty could come this year as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. A firm located at the University of Arkansas Research and Technology Park will use a $750,000 award from the United States Air Force to develop electronics packaging for jet engine controls. Ozark Integrated Circuits Incorporated is working on controls that could be functional in temperatures of up to 300 degrees Celsius, or more than 450 degrees Fahrenheit. The company plans to continue to work with the University of Arkansas's High Density Electronics Center, also at the UA's Tech and Research Park. The Future School in Fort Smith is using a grant from Siloam Springs-based Wingate Foundation as a bit of fundraising momentum. According to Talk Business and Politics, the school has agreed to raise $300,000 over a three-year period to match an eventual $300,000 grant from the foundation. The Future School's first students began classes last August. The Future School is a tuition-free public charter high school in Fort Smith. Governor Asa Hutchinson has more than $1 million ready for his re-election campaign. The governor announced in May he would seek a second term in 2018. His campaign reports nearly $1.2 million in the bank. So far, no Democratic candidate has announced an intention to oppose the governor. A meeting Thursday afternoon in Bentonville will address a possible reconstruction of a dam in Bella Vista. The session is intended to foster discussion about Bella Vista Lake and the dam there. Members of the Bentonville City Council, Bentonville Planning Commission, and members of the city staff are expected to attend. The meeting is scheduled to begin at noon Thursday in the community room at the Bentonville Police Department. A new amphitheater will be unveiled tomorrow night at Mount Magazine State Park. The new Cameron Buffalo Amphitheater continues the tradition of the original amphitheater on the mountain, built in 1939 by the Works Progress Administration. The nearly 80-year-old amphitheater had, over time, fallen into disrepair because of weather and other factors before the mountain became a state park in 1983. The new amphitheater will seat 300 and will be available for rent. The ribbon cutting is tomorrow night at 6:30. And the National Weather Service says it is hot today, but likely it will be hotter later this week and potentially dangerous. Heat index values in western Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma by the weekend could be 110 degrees. There is a chance for thunderstorms next week that could bring some relief.